Some of the richest people in the world met in London for a conference today. They're talking about what they call inclusive capitalism, how to make the economy work for more people. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports it's a familiar message with some unexpected messengers.
People have been talking about economic mobility and the wealth gap for years. Remember the Occupy movement?
We are 99%!
That video was from 2011. In 2012, themes of income inequality were central to President Obama's re-election campaign. And now he talks about the issue nonstop.
I believe this is the defining challenge of our time. Making sure our economy works for every working American.
So this conversation isn't new. What's noteworthy today in London is the people having it. It's not the 99%. It's not even the 1%. It's closer to the top 1/10 of 1%. 250 people from 37 countries by invitation only. Lynn Forster de Rothschild, who runs a major investment firm, organized this conference.
We have $30 trillion of assets under management in the room.
$30 trillion is about a third of the total investable wealth in the world. If money is power, then this is the most powerful group of people ever to focus on this issue.
So if this bulk of capital decides that they are going to invest in companies that aren't only thinking about the short-term profit, then we will see corporate behavior change.
Rothschild says the titans of finance did not necessarily fly to this meeting in London out of a sense of ethics or moral duty. For many, it's self-preservation, a feeling that capitalism is under siege.
It's true that the business of business is not to solve society's problems, but it is really dangerous for business when business is viewed as one of society's problems. And that is where we are today.
Prince Charles kicked off the morning's proceedings.
What is so impressive about today's gathering is that every one of you, ladies and gentlemen, is so well placed to take the kind of action needed to create a new form of inclusive capitalism.
That phrase, inclusive capitalism, is deliberately broad. People talked about it as valuing long-term investment over short-term profits. Some mentioned environmental stewardship. Others focused on treating workers well or redistributing wealth. Christine Lagarde, who runs the International Monetary Fund, said it's a way to rebuild trust in the financial system.
So the big question is, how can we restore and sustain trust? Well, first and foremost, by making sure that growth is more inclusive and that the rules of the game lead to a level playing field favoring the many, not just the few.
Later in the day, the group heard speeches from President Clinton and Bank of England Chief Mark Carney. Critics suggest this may all be optics. The conference delegates did not sign on to a specific action plan or even publicly endorse a set of values.
I suspect the return on investment in this conference is astonishingly low.
Scott Winship is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute.
It sort of surprises me, I think, that you have a bunch of people in the investment community who apparently are viewing this as having a significant return on investment in some way, whether the return is in people kind of patting them on the back and saying thanks for caring about us, or in actual changes to policies.
Conference organizer Rothschild says there will be follow-up with all of the delegates, but she made a conscious decision not to ask for any commitments up front. Even for me, she says laughing, I thought that would be a little pushy. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.